you got?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
It's your boy Shock the World.
Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
It's Pusha E. Smith the Brat.
Watch this.
You're listening to Melting Minds. Melting Minds. Melting Minds. Melting Minds. Melting Minds.
It's not paranoia when they're really after you.
Introducing Article Sound System with Time.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
All right. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock the World.
It's Miss Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now, we got a special interview on tonight. Tell them who you are.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's Simone K. Stein. I'm your cash counselor, your money problem solver, the dope chick, because I'm usually talking about money, stocks, and weed.
It's the dope chick.
It's the dope chick. I love that name. That's a dope name, too.
Yeah, me too. I like it, too.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is what we like to start the show off, what we like to call the BS. And that's when we just ask stupid questions, all right? The first question I got for you, all right, which would you rather eat, a giant chocolate cookie with no milk or a giant KFC biscuit with no drink?
Giant chocolate cookie with no milk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'd rather do the cookie too.
Yeah, that wouldn't go down. I could take the cookie, not the biscuit, no.
You can die off a dry biscuit, though. That's like a big old lump going down your throat. Yeah. Okay, I got one. What is a weird smell that you really enjoy?
A weird smell that I really enjoy? Reefer.
That works for me.
I like the smell of scotch tape.
What?
It's weird, but I like it. There's like a little hint of something in there that I like.
Introducing Friday Afternoon with Iris.
So you just gonna walk away? After everything we've been through, and this is what you do? Wow.
What can I say? I never thought it would be us ending up this way. Memories fade. Dreams into dust is what happened to us. What a shame. What a shame. Maybe someday we'll meet up again and we'll be best of friends. Never know. Never know. But as for now, we'll go separate ways and take it day by day. Take it slow. Take it slow. It's so. It's over. Gotta let it go. In your iris, I can see tears forming like the clouds up in the sky. In the sky. In the silence, I hear us laughing and joking just like good old times. Good old times. In your iris, sanity by lurking on your page just to see where you've been. I guess I miss holding you close at the end of the day. You was bae, my baby. It's so.
Your own brand of marijuana, what would you name it?
Yeah, Cristal.
Oh, Cristal. Oh, Cristal. Oh, like.
I would want it to have like really big silver and ambers. Uh-huh. You know, like really, really nice. Yeah, it'll be really dope and have like really, really like iced out packaging. It'd be dope.
I can picture that.
I can too. I got a brother out in Rhode Island who actually grows, and he actually named one of his strains after me called Shock the World. That's
okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's love. When somebody names some weed after you, they really care about you.
Yeah, now that's my white brother.
If they name a whole strain after you, it's like, wow, this is real love. Like, you know, we share more than just 23 chromosomes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
my other one is, what is something you ate regularly as a child but cringe at the thought of eating it now?
Berner's ginger ale. My grandparents used to make us drink Berner's ginger ale, and they only make this horrible stuff in Michigan. And I drank it, and we would have to make like floats, like, you know, like ghetto floats. Mm-hmm. You know, like with ice cream, and this was like with ginger ale, and we had to make it work because that's all that they would keep. They wouldn't buy.
You're listening to Melting Mind.
Ginger ale float. That sounds horrible. Actually.
Yeah, people in Michigan love Berner's. The smell of it. I like Canada Dry. ginger ale. I do like ginger ale, but if I ever, if somebody gives me burners, I could just be sick.
Mine's is watermelon. I OD'd on watermelon at 1/4 of July. I just kept eating watermelon so much that I actually puked from it, and now I don't like to eat it anymore.
Which is
weird because I'm black.
I got a weird one, though. Asian people are going to hate me for that. We used to eat duck eggs. Well, I used to eat duck eggs when I was little, eating with my parents and stuff like that. But, oh, Lord, when I think of it now, I'm just like, ew.
And I want you to understand, duck eggs, when they eat duck eggs, the baby duck is still inside the eggs.
Introducing Giggy with Love is Pretty.
This goosebumps say, hey, you align my world up. No, this life is my dog. My life has been so wrong, but then you come and turn my life round. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave. You make me breathe. Na 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 na, baby, na na na. Love me, just love me, I'll love you, my dada. Na 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 na, baby, na na na. Love me, just love me, I'll love you, my dada. Love is pretty, can't you see? Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Love is pretty, can't you see? Baby, although you ruin my daydream, I can't resist, I can't persist. Oh, don't know, yeah, I grow big. You unlock my world, I know this love is my dog. My cool man, me jam, I will take care of it, I beg ya. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave, you make me breathe. Na 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 na, baby, na na na. Love me, just love me, I'll love you, my dada. Na 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 na.
My next question. All right. If you had to kill one famous person, who would it be?
I plead the fifth.
Because she was about to say Trump. You're like, I'm about to go down.
Yeah, come on, man. You're not setting me up like that. Get out of here. Next question.
Next question.
I plead the fifth.
I'm sorry. No, we'll, you know, because I'm a neighborhood chick. We don't answer questions like that. You can get in trouble.
What's the worst example of curiosity killing the cat that you've seen, heard, or been through?
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, I've had an ex-boyfriend, you know, who, like, stalked my Facebook page. And, you know, you're curious and you find out I'm happy. I mean.
I got one. I'm from Cambodia. So when I first came to America, I'm sitting in class and I sit there, I'm looking at a stapler, and then I don't know what drove me to think of this. I'm like, what would happen if I put my fingers in there and staple it? And you know, I sure did, and yeah.
What is an activity from your childhood that has been completely ruined for the kids of today?
I'm playing outside.
Word. I knew you were going to say that. Everybody, that would have been my answer, too. You remember?
Man, so when I see kids playing outside and they got like a little ball or whatever, man, I get like so excited because I don't see it that much.
Word.
Yeah, I remember that outside playing double dutch and stuff like that. They don't even do that anymore.
I know.
I see more pit bulls than I see kids playing outside.
I know.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of kids are so overweight right now in this country, because all of them, they don't play outside. They just sit in the house all day. And mm-hmm.
If you were an action figure, what accessory would you come with?
Hers would probably come with a blunt.
I would come with a hip-hop t-shirt, some
metal heels, and a muscle car. Oh, the muscle car. All right, I like that.
She's Give me a katana.
I want a sword. The dope chick. All right, I got one more question for you, all right? What is your favorite weed movie or show?
How High.
Yes.
Yes, awesome. Yeah. Hey, do not watch How High 2. It's awful.
Oh, no. I never watched the sequel. They always let you down.
It's so bad. It's so awful. All right, that is the end of the BS. Next, we're going to get into some trivia questions. So after these messages,
we'll be right back.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Eddie and the Arsons with Where Did the Time Go?
Shine, but every star seems to fade in time. Listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Shock the World.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now we're on call with the dope chick, Miss Simone. How you say your last name? Is it Kasson or Kasson?
Simone
Kasson. Kasson? Kasson. I didn't know how to say your last name. Simone Kasson. Excuse me for that.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to do some marijuana trivia questions. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, let's see. We're going to test your trivia. We're going to test your knowledge on marijuana. My first question is, what type of marijuana plant is commonly smoked? Is it the male or the female?
The female.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Go ahead, next question.
I got a funny one. What was the famous Bill Clinton quote about marijuana?
He didn't inhale.
I did not inhale, and I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Although I did stick my blunt in her. All right.
Well, yeah, he did, right? Okay, yeah, that's crazy, but he did.
Never forget. Bill Clinton stuck his blunt in a girl.
Yeah, he really did. That's crazy
no.
that he did that, right?
Did
I mean,
he for real?
Yeah, he really did. That's why I thought it was funny. All right.
Yeah, that was funny. He took it for
guys
and stuck it up
on. Yeah. Oh, that's that. We don't know if he actually did it, but that's what he admitted to doing. You know, or what did Lewinsky say? I don't know. Lewinsky might have said it. All I know is that.
He said he did it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a comment. It definitely was something. He was like, "This is the way. Cause we don't look like we're having sex. I'm just gonna."
Introducing Shock the World with
Bill ain't never living that down.
I still like Bill Clinton, not all the way, but you know, he wasn't that bad as a president, except for he locked up massive amounts of black people.
Look, when you try to achieve your goals, work as hard as possible. Remember not to work too hard, because you might just crash. All right? It's like taking another look in the mirror. I'm always gonna be myself. But sometimes when I look in the mirror, vampire nigga couldn't see myself. And I ain't even trying to come off cocky, but confidence level is over and now. Your haters can throw all the bricks that you want, but I'm just gonna take them and build me a house.
Sometimes I feel I'm driving wrong down a one-way street. Sometimes I feel there's no problems, and sometimes that problem is me. Catch me now, I can hear the ground is calling, calling for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling, but sometimes that falling feels free. I want love.
I'm gonna crash.
So I can't survive.
sometimes I feel I'm hanging on by a thread.
If your dreams feel broken, don't let her die. Don't let them double cross you, let her eye. If your life is a shambles, life is a gamble. Put your dreams on the table and let it ride. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from jamming, they call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. My man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes. I'm gonna always do my best when I'm at my worst. You ain't never seen the best, so you see me first. Couldn't stop me with a hex or a voodoo curse. With a quick chart, yeah, I'ma pull up first. I gotta go weather the storm. I take out my fears, man, and turn them to goals. I told you I was scared to go fly. You check the next day, man, I bet I'd fly. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from jail, man, they call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. Man, man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes.
How many states in the U.S. are recreational marijuana?
10.
Ooh, correct! Ooh.
Fast, too.
Nice, nice one. All right.
Okay, what does THC stand for?
Fucking cannabinoid.
Oh, no. Tetrahydrocannabinol. So,
yeah.
Incorrect.
It's a really big word.
I know. She didn't know it either. I had to tell her.
When I see it, but yeah, something
can't be. You know what's a shame is I knew about that since like 7th grade because that's how long I've been smoking for. Alright, my next question is, what is Conex used for when growing weed?
Fertilizer?
No. It's the liquid that you rub on the bottom of, like you get your best plant, like if you grow a really good plant, you take the bottom leaf off of it. And you rub the Conex on, and you can replant it and then regrow the same weed. We're growers. We are actually growers. We just don't grow here, but that's why. So we know.
Okay, mine is cannabis is often used to reduce nausea, vomiting, in what group of people?
You said cannabis is used to remove nausea and vomiting from which group of people?
In which group of people?
Like when it's sickness?
Yes.
Lupus and cancer?
That works.
Yeah, that works too.
Those are all good answers. Our chemo, people going through chemotherapy. Yeah.
Yes.
Those are all good answers. That's so correct. All right, I got one more for you. Where is it believed that marijuana originated from?
Well, the word marijuana is a Hispanic word. Where the plant came from?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
All right, and the answer is Central Asia. Is actually more originated from Afghanistan. That's where all the indica and sativas come from. Is Afghanistan.
Oh wow, love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got another one?
Okay. What part of the cannabis plant has the highest concentration of THC?
The
bud. Yes, correct. You did pretty good. You got them all right. You got like three. You got 3 out of 8. So, you got 3 out of 8 wrong. So that's pretty good. Let's give her a hand. This All right, she did really good on the trivia questions. The dope chick is up on her knowledge. So after this, we're going to get into the deep talk on about what she's doing on, which we like to call the deep session. What's deep? Yes. Deep is when you talk about people smoking weed. Deep is when you... Something. All right, so after these messages...
We'll be right back.
Introducing Zoe Evans,
Melting Minds,
Loving
Melting
Minds,
Melting Minds.
Do you remember? Do you remember all those days when we were free from? When we were free from all the pain, I'd take your hand, you'd show me love, and we would take our time with it. Are we ever gonna, are we ever gonna, are we ever gonna feel that way again? Are we ever gonna, are we ever gonna, are we ever gonna feel? In a whirlwind, feeling the pressure of this life. How did it get here? Feeling so far from where we were that night. I'd take your hand.
Everybody, it's your boy Shock the World.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And you're listening to Melted Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now we're on the phone with Simone, that dope chick. What's up, Simone?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so we're gonna talk about what you're doing. I heard you got a couple things. It's called Canis Capital. What exactly does Canis Capital do?
So Canis Capital is an insurance agency, and we're licensed in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, soon to be Missouri. And we only focus on the protection needs of cannabis and craft brewing.
Nice.
And so that's it. We do from seed to sale and everything in between.
Okay, now I gotta plug something that you guys got going on. It's you got an M4MM Florida, Michigan, Chicago upcoming event. What's that about?
Yeah, so I'm also the president of Minorities for Medical Marijuana, which is one of the biggest minority inclusion organizations, not-for-profit organizations that is in the United States. Just recently voted at the Cannabis Cup Awards as number one organization in Denver, so it's won this 2018, so that's a really big thing. I'm the Michigan chapter president, but I lived in Chicago for 20 years, so I have a big following there and here as a financial advisor. My second company, which is a vertically integrated company, is Cash Out on Cannabis, Simone Caisson LLC, where we teach individuals how to invest in cannabis stocks. So the event that we have that's going on in Chicago is sponsored by Minorities for Medical Marijuana and my two companies, and then also the Illinois chapter, where we'll be talking helping individuals, especially minorities, get into the green rush. So the first half of it will be about learning how to get earn income, how to become a bud tender, how to become a grower, things like that, things that major corporations are looking for when they're hiring. And then I will teach individuals the segue, how to be able to create multiple streams of income in the cannabis space, including investing in stocks.
Nice.
Go.
Introducing Joshua Montana Zyphon with Hot Rod.
My eyes catch yours, windows down, hair blowing in the wind, now we got some. Rear view looking clear, nothing but trees getting left in the background. Look, baby, just seen a deer on the right side, underneath those pines. Now we're laughing in sync while we speed it up, while we turn it up. We're cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. Mustang with a grip on the wheel. Girl, with you, it's just a seal on the deal. Cracking jokes while you try to get closer, yeah. Kissing on my neck, whispering in my ear. Maybe telling me what you think I wanna hear. Night's getting closer, so let's heat it up. Cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. Till the next morning. Party in the next town. Got the roads mapped out. Yeah, they're mapped out. Cruising down a two-lane road. Put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans.
So let me ask you a question real quick, though. So, like, are there actual, like, stocks that you can actually invest in? Like, is there, like, can you name one of the stocks? Like, if I was to try to go invest in, a weed company or cannabis company, is there, like, an actual stock? Like, Nike has a stock, or Reebok has a stock?
Of course, there's hundreds of them.
Can you name me one? I don't know any of them, so I would like to know one of the names. That's right.
Cool, I can name you four. So we have the big four. So just so you know about me, I've been investing in cannabis stocks since 2015, where I took a $980 investment and I turned that into a $20,000 portfolio.
I saw that.
Some things that I did good and some things that I did bad. I just recently wrote an article on if you would have put $1,000 in 2016 and let it ride on a couple of different stocks, meaning Aurora Cannabis, which is like our top four. But I'll give you our top three: Aurora Cannabis, Canopy Grove, and then also Chrono. And all of those are growers, manufacturers, and they're actually kind of positioning themselves to become the next Amazon or Walmart in the cannabis space. They're doing a lot of acquisitions. If you like Boiler Room or Wolf of Wall Street, which is, this is all like my thing.
I love Boiler Room. Boiler Room was awesome.
Yeah, so I'm the weird chick that will sit up and watch the Wall Street Journal. Read the Wall Street Journal, watch Bloomberg, and then watch a gangster movie like The Life Story of Tootsie Williams. So this is like the kind of thing that I love, right? I love mergers, acquisitions, hostile takeovers, and all of that other stuff.
Awesome.
So when I'm able to watch this, so right now in the cannabis space, this is what you're seeing. You're seeing constantly big banks take little banks. You're seeing, you know, these acquirers. You're seeing these brands and these companies creating economic moats, and it's just so interesting and so dope. I love what I do, and I love the sector or the industry that I'm able to do it in.
I like you because you're a fast talker too as well. Because I've been out here in Florida, and they're so slow when it comes to, like, they talk really slow. And when I talk fast, they be like, I can't understand you. You talk too fast. And I'm just like, listen quicker. But
okay,
I like that.
I'm going to make sure I slow down for the listeners.
You don't have, no, you don't have to. Don't worry about it. I like it because when I hear somebody talk fast, I know that they know what they're talking about. And that's why they talk fast, because they've done it multiple times over and over again, like a pitch, just like any other regular pitch. And that's how you know that they really know their shit. Excuse my language, but that's how you know they know. Yeah.
You're introducing Allison Chains with
Melting Minds.
Turn and hear your voice. It was ringing.
for a beginner, as somebody that's just like trying to start out, that's interested and starting out and looking into it, because it's pretty overwhelming when you're not, you know, you don't know that aspect of it. Like, what's your advice to them?
Oh, so of course my advice is to take my course. That would be so good. I know. I mean, that is the answer, but let me tell you why. So stress, many of us have turned on Mad TV, Bloomberg, or actually, you know, maybe you might go onto social media and join a Facebook group or an Instagram group or follow somebody who's talking about stocks. And one of the things is first of all, the language is very foreign. It's like a foreign language, right? You don't really know, you don't know what IPO means and pre-IPO and stop loss and buy and market limits and all that other stuff. And you really need to be able to understand that for you to do the first thing that will make sure that you are the deciding factor between a winner and a loser in the stock market is really discipline and strategy.
Word.
That's really it, because once you buy a stock, you don't lose the money until you sell it, right? So that takes discipline and strategy for you to be able to do it. It's like any game. So when people go and tell you, oh, you should buy this stock, that is the equivalent of you letting an unknown child run in your house. You have no idea what you bought it. You don't know what the company structure is. You don't even know how the company makes money. So when things go up and down and when it arrives, you don't even know how long you should hold it or how long you should keep it for or when you need to sell it. So I teach you buying strategies that will, one, minimize your risk, limit your cost, and then also be able to maximize your return in that. And you got to have some form of strategy. And it's last but not least is making sure that you understand which stocks that you should be able to buy. We have to understand that many of the cannabis companies that came into inception that actually went public, anybody should do it. The three of us, Shock, Nina, Simone, we can all get together and say, hey, listen, we out here growing this weed, right? Mm-hmm. And because we're growing this weed, we decided that we want to come up with a manufacturing company. And we have this many seeds. And so because of that, you can become an angel investor. And under Reg A, which is a Regulation A, which is kind of like IPO meets crowdfunding, you and I can go and raise $50 million and go and start a business. But guess what? Neither one of us know what we're doing. So there's a lot of companies that actually came in inception, and they're really still in the same place that they were because it was a nuanced kind of thing to raise money. So when you take my course, I give you 40 of my favorite stocks, teach you how to learn how to use indexes as tools for benchmarks. I teach you how to use a lot of apps that you could be able to use and be successful. And then not only that, I dummy it down. I use words like side chick and main chick for your watch lists. And then that way you're able to, you know what I'm saying? You're able to hang out with me, and I dumb you down to a point where you are able to win and be able to do it. And we have a host of different courses, trading and investing, and I just use the tools that I know. And I'm licensed. I was licensed in 7665. I have life, health, property, casualty. I've been doing this for 10 years.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Fuzzy Britches with Kiss and Tell.